Back now with Day to Day. Rapper Jean Grey has learned that tough 21st century lesson about success. Make music people love, and your fans will even steal to get their hands on it. Grey's album Genius was supposed to come out 4 years ago. A stalled release date couldn't stop bootleggers who have been spreading Genius thick across the web for the last several years. Black God, and so she backslided. Backside and claps like the automatics hidden in her man's ride. Genius is out officially now. NPR's Christopher Johnson talked to Jean Grey about the album and has this report.
Jean Grey is a superheroine. Not the hip-hop artist, but the original Jean Grey, Jean Grey Summers, the one who's down with the Marvel Comics X-Men crew. That Jean Grey has boundless telepathic powers, can defy death, and manipulate life and matter any way she wants. As for the rapper with the comic book alias, what's she got to wage war with the forces of darkness?
Jean Grey's gardening and making pita bread.
Nope, no high-voltage telekinesis for this 31-year-old MC. Grey admits she's a comic book nerd, but opts for more down-to-earth pursuits in her off time.
Cooking. I will definitely get up to cook. It's, you know, another creative process. You're getting to make something from scratch and actually just create something that didn't exist before.
The key ingredient on Grey's album Genius is production whiz Ninth Wonder. He's been the master chef behind tracks for Mos Def, Destiny's Child, and Mary J. Blige. I'm like my father, only in denial though. My mother's like, I know, and my brother is quiet, so I fight further till I type murder family cycles and fly further than expected titles on my life and daughter. Genius was supposed to be old news by now, as the fourth full-length solo disc from the Cape Town-born, New York-bred rapper. Most of this here is just braggadocio, emphatically spoken, impeccable rap. Second to that wordplay, akin to watching a verb, hitting a pinata on the eve of its birthday. In her short career, Grey had already earned thick props among indie hip-hop fans. Success came partly for what Jean Grey wasn't, a female MC sexing up her act just to move units.
I think for like the first few photo shoots and stuff I started doing, I did repeatedly call my publicist and be like, can you do me a favor, can you tell them to stop bringing swimsuits? Because there's really no use for them, and it's not going to happen.
Grey was also hailed as a poetically solid and lyrically honest rapper. That's why when Genius was shelved indefinitely, web-savvy fans dubbed countless bootleg copies, and the album was officially an unofficial hit. Since the disc has gone legit, Grey went back to give it another listen. She tuned in partly with a critical ear. Grey is, after all, a classically trained musician and the daughter of two jazz artists. For Grey, going back to Genius was also a personal journey, like when she pressed play on the track My Story, an autobiographical cut about abortion.
It was a good cry, but it was finally being in a comfortable place to talk about it and really just detail the whole thing and not trying to sugarcoat anything. You're out for the cut, and then you wake up in another room with plenty others. They call it recovery, you're thinking we ain't mothers. And then prescription pills, written in script as chills. An understatement, you're dressed but you're naked still. And your brain won't think straight. Wait, can't finish this.
Grey dropped another personal bomb on her fans earlier this year. She announced her retirement from the rap game. Grey made the move because of what she calls issues with her record label.
So I just kind of stepped away and I was like, before I make myself completely sick and end up in jail with the rest of the female rappers, I'm going to just chill out and see what happens right now.
A few months later, Genius hit stores. It's an uneven product that gets bogged down at times by sing-songy hooks and beats that just don't inspire. For an MC with such a dynamic moniker, it's surprising to hear Jean Grey often get locked in a wooden, two-dimensional flow. Man, brothers, they wildin' on account of me ripping the truth. Flipping positions, mission written, man, I'm living proof. At her rare best, though, Grey cracks open a can of flawless confidence that too often seems buried down deep inside her. Please, I'm about to show you the meaning of work. Affirmative genie's action, you can see up our dirt. And leaving them bleeding and gasping like they're Jesus on wood. I wish I would get a reaction from all of good. Controversy works and... Right now, Jean Grey says she's thinking way outside of hip-hop. She wants to start a family, perfect her cooking skills, and maybe do some work in film. She's not likely to stray too far from the world that made her don a superheroine's name. Just the way she talks about rap, it's clear Jean's a junkie for life.
I really, really love hip-hop very, very much. And I can't really say I quit, because you can't. You can't quit. That's impossible. I am hip-hop.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
You can hear full songs from Jean Grey's new album, Genius, at our website, nprmusic.org.